The new survey of children with autism is the largest and most comprehensive ever undertaken. It shows that about 560,000 children in the United States have the condition. Wendy Stone's child is one of them.
I'm hoping that 1 in 150 is alarming enough to the government and to our health care providers for them to pay a lot of attention to it.
Autism is a little understood neurological and behavior syndrome that interferes with a child's ability to relate or interact with others. Many of its victims are withdrawn and have difficulty speaking. The new survey by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is not a nationwide study, but based on data from only 14 states. Still, many in the medical community and among support groups found the numbers staggering. Lee Grossman is with the Autism Society of America.
It actually validates what we've been saying all along, that the numbers of people being diagnosed with autism is much higher than had what previously been stated.
The U.S. Congress recently allocated $945 million to learn more about the condition.
We need to now go back to Congress and to the agencies to ask for more services for this growing population.
More money on research is needed because very little is known about possible risk factors for autism, what causes it, or even how to recognize it biologically. It is known that if an autistic child is identified before the age of 3, intervention is much more effective. Paul Sisko, VOA News.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。